Call the meeting to order, Finance and Facilities and Operations. And welcome to the meeting, Sharon. Roll call, please.
Trustee Anthony Iosco. Trustee Iosco. Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Mark Strauss.
Here.
Chair Robert Boy.
Here.
VOT Chair Sherilyn Muir.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Blakemore, verification?
Appropriate notification for this meeting has been done.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second? Any? Okay. Discussion? Motion approved. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of February 2nd, 2012? Do you have a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? Hearing none, approved. Thank you. Under Chair's comments today and announcements, today's agenda includes a number of items that require committee approval. Among them are fiscal year 2013 internal operating budget interim approval, 7 fiscal year 2013 new contracts, contract renewals, and an open order, 2 capital project items, NIU Vision 2020 Wi-Fi access initiative, high-definition electronic video boards and central control room projects, 2 lease items, amendment to the existing Jordan Center lease, temporary construction easement for the Cheswick Practice Center. The committee will receive reports including fiscal year 2012 increment summary report, quarterly report of transactions in excess $100,000, semi-annual progress report of active capital project. And may I now recognize the representatives of the University Advisory Committee, Dr. Rosenbaum and Dr. Wass. And would you like to make any comments?
Thank you, Chair Bowie. We have no comments at this time.
Thank you and welcome. I'd like to introduce the student leaders that are present here today. Elliot Echoes, the new student trustee. Delante LaFleur, the new student body president. And Austin Quick, Speaker of the Senate. Are you gentlemen, are you all here today, leaders? Are you? If so, will you please stand up and be recognized? Welcome. Mr. Blakemore, public comments?
There have been no requests for any public comments.
Thank you. Well, you have an easy job today.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, you're on for the easy job next.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and I thank the members of the board for, again, your concerns, your questions, your support, your review, your wisdom as we move forward with our board items for this committee meeting. The first item is item 7A, which is fiscal year 2013 internal budget approval. As you know, we are required by statute to have board approval of our operating budget prior to the beginning of the next fiscal year, which begins July 1, 2013. We're doing this in the absence of knowing what our appropriation is going to be. You'll note that in the table itself for this item, there is a blank under appropriations simply because we simply don't know where we are. The General Assembly is still working on that, and the leadership in Springfield, in their wisdom and their, I won't comment on that further, but they are trying to come up with solutions to many serious problems in the state of Illinois. We don't take those lightly, but in the mix of that, the institution does not have a sense of where our budget's going to be or what will be involved. But in order that we continue operations beginning fiscal 13, July 1, we need an authorization. As you know, the university will report back to the board at the September meeting to give you a more complete analysis of the internal budget. And by that time, I'm sure we will know what our appropriation will be. So we ask your
concurrence and support for the interim budget, internal budget approval.
Thank you. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Discussion? Oh, second, first of all. Is there a second to the motion? Okay, good. Discussion. Trustee Strauss.
Thank you, Chair Boyd. I'm just wondering whether there was supposed to be an expenditure side to this proposal. This is all revenue, as I read it.
I don't know if this microphone is working. This is authorization to expend, and that's what we're talking about here. We're not giving a full analysis of a sources, uses, income, expense. It's just the authorization to expend.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All right, I'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Item 7B is our Northern Star contract for the publication of their paper. This comes up every year. This is supported through the advertisement income that the Star generates. So we ask your approval of this request.
Motion, trustee, to approve? May I have a motion to approve? Second? Second, thank you. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Item 7C is approval for our outreach education centers, catering services. As you would imagine, we have many outside and internal operations that have conferences and meetings and so forth at our centers. And these at some time require some form of food service. This is really an open order, which allows the managers of our centers to utilize various operations and companies that would provide food service. So as an open order and further as a pass-through expense, we ask your approval.
All these locations are outside of the Cal campus. Within the campus, we always have the catering within in-house, right?
I would say that in the majority of them are, but there is that occasion where we would have something from the outside, and if that were the case, then it would be approved under the regular regulations for that.
All right, thank you. All right, trustees, may I have a motion, please? Second? Thank you. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Item 7D is approval of a cellular service open order. This is for cellular services that are provided for the campus community. This is an open order. I had an interesting question that was posed to me about this, but it is an open order, and each department making the assessment of their needs in this area would then approve the use of cellular phones or this technology for their particular department, and then that would be billed to that department. As an open order, we negotiate the best possible rate that we might use, and then each department can take advantage of that. So we ask your approval of this open order.
Thank you. Trustee, motion? Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Item 7E is renewal of our maintenance contract on our telecommunications equipment. As you know, we have a switch, and I think I'm speaking properly. Wally will correct me if I'm wrong, but we have a switch and other types of equipment on the campus that supports our telecommunications services. This maintenance agreement as negotiated, and this is the third year of a three-year agreement, which means it'll have to be renegotiated in the future, but this provides us with the necessary maintenance services. So we ask your approval of this renewal.
Trustee, motion? Okay, there's a motion, and there's a second by Trustee Iosco. Discussion? I will call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Item 7F is, again, a renewal of a open order that provides Central Storage Commodities for the campus, and these are illustrated in the descriptive of this item. This means it includes the napkins, disposable plates, and carry-out containers and the like. We ask your approval again of this renewal of the open order.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Okay. Discussion? I'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Item 7G is approval of our renewal of the waste management contract, which provides waste management services for the campus and also our recycling services. This is, I believe, the fourth year of a 9-year agreement. We ask your approval of this renewal.
Trustee, motion?
So moved.
Second? Trustee Marshall, do you second? Okay, thank you. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Item 7H is for the renewal and approval of our Blackboard software license. This is one of the major tools that our faculty are using in the classroom, which provides an opportunity for students to receive information online. Faculty are given the opportunity to talk with students online and so forth through the Blackboard system. It is a growing phenomenon on our campus, as I understand it, we therefore support the renewal, and I'm sure the provost would be available to discuss how important this is from the academic side if someone wanted that.
Okay.
I ask your approval.
Motion, please. Is there a second? Just a second. Thank you. Discussion. Provost, if you need anything you want to add to this?
I think this is the future of both on-campus and distributed learning. To have a software system that's adaptable for those purposes, but this is becoming part of our operations. Our searches, our selection committees for faculty and staff awards are all using Blackboard as a way to go paperless, so to speak. So I think this is absolutely critical for all we do.
Thank you. Any discussion, trustees? I'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Item 7I is one I'm very pleased that we're able to bring to the board. This is pursuant to the president's 2020 vision, whereby the project is tied to the effort to provide Wi-Fi services throughout the campus. I want to thank Wally for his efforts in this, and Frederick Swantes for his efforts from the academic side in putting together a plan, an operational plan, that would provide what we consider to be 100% Wi-Fi coverage for the campus within 3 years. I have had comments, and I appreciate those comments relative to why is it going to take 3 years, but we are going to move this as quickly as it is humanly possible. We wanted to give ourselves a realistic time frame, but then also it is our goal to cut as much of the time out and to get as quickly this implementation done so that our students, faculty, in our various buildings will have the same technical capabilities that they find almost anywhere else you go. I mean, you go to restaurants, wherever else you find this technology. So we're very pleased to move forward with this. It's a 3-year plan, the implementation, and the funding will come through the university. So we ask your approval of this proposal.
Eddie, it takes 3 years because it takes 3 years to complete the withdrawal from coffee houses. Motion, please, trustees. Motion?
So moved.
Second? Thank you. Discussion? I'm going to call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Carry.
Item 7J is the preparation for what it has a fancy title, but I'll just cut to the chase. It is simply a request for new scoreboards for our stadium and for our convocation center. We have original equipment in the convocation center. The stadium scoreboard is gotten to that point where parts are not available, and we're retrofitting, and we made it through one season, and we are prayerful that we will make it through another. This implementation will be not for this coming fall, but for the fall of 2013. So we're talking about a year and a half from now. The funding for this, and I commend Bob Albanese and his staff, they prepare a strategy in terms of building up our reserves. By building up our reserves over time, we know that when the useful life of equipment comes to an end, we will have sufficient revenues and support to cover the replacement. So we have been planning for this day. The resources are there. So we asked your approval that we might begin this process. And again, as I said, this is not for installation for this fall, but it will be for the fall of 2013. We asked your approval.
Eddie, presumably with the new technology on the scoreboard that we'll have more ample opportunity to put advertisements on it and get revenue?
That is actually the case. We hope that marketplace will be there. We are making the score numbers larger for the home team, assuming that we will make more get more points. But other than that,
I opened the door for you, so just finish it up. Thank you. May I have the motion, please, trustees? Second. Second. Thank you. Discussion.
I just have a question. Did this season accelerate the useful life of the scoreboard with so many points that our team was able to put on that board?
I can't say for certain, but I think that there was some overtaxing of the circuits.
So if it's not ready till 2013, I think you better hurry up with the season coming up in 2012.
Yes, go ahead, President.
It's antiquated.
That's an interesting question. I don't know, but we certainly will look into that. Trade in.
All right. Discussion. Any further discussion? If not, I'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Carried.
Item 7K, and really it's married to item 7L, but I'll focus on item 7K. We, in the development of the Jordan Center, this was a project where the University Foundation really took charge and became the developer of this project. One of the great examples of the services and support that our foundation provides to the institution. The foundation board was willing to take on the development of the Jordan Center and to allow this a facility to be built on the campus, especially in the context of the limited funding that the state has and the university has for such purposes. Given the fact that the foundation was a developer, the university extended to the foundation a construction easement, an easement for the facility, to allow the construction and for the foundation to actually, from a legal perspective, to have access and to be able to build a facility on university property. When we did that, we gave a fairly generous overall easement. And fortunately, we have the great opportunity to add a new facility, which is the indoor practice facility, to the campus. And again, in that state, the foundation has agreed to serve as the developer of that project as well. But there was a conflict in the easements for the two properties. So that's a long way of saying we have to amend the original easement that we gave to the foundation for the Jordan Center. We have to reduce it because we need to extend it in an easement for the foundation to do the indoor practice facility. So the amendment that you have before you in item 7K is to reduce the existing Jordan easement, and we asked your approval of that.
Okay. Thank you. Motion, please, trustees. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? I'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Then 7L is the accompanying request, which in fact establishes an easement granted to the foundation for the construction development of the indoor practice facility. We council has prepared the language of the easements. It's consistent, and we ask therefore your approval of the granting of the easement.
The motion, please.
So moved.
Second. Thank you. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Excuse me.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Trustee. Yes.
I did have a brief question.
Sure.
I am in favor of granting whatever motion is necessary, to, whatever easement is necessary in order to construct this project, and I'm grateful for the participation of the other entities involved. But I am wondering who retains liability in the event that there's an accident within the easement area?
I can defer to counsel on that, but I will say to you this in this regard. The easement is a granting of an easement for access. The arrangement for the developer in terms of the developer and the owner, and I consider developer, foundation, owner, university, in the context of our inner agency agreement, the facts of liability remained with the owner. With the owner.
We're the owner.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Okay, I'm going to call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, that completes our action items. Our action items for today. I do want to point out supplemental informational items that have been included in this report, and certainly we will be thrilled to respond to any question you may have on the reports themselves. I'm very pleased to include the increment summary report. The president authorized for the campus an increment plan that we were able to implement effective January 1 of this fiscal year. And the results of the implementation of that plan are reported in this information item. And certainly if there are any questions or comments, we can, the president's here, of course, and we'll be very happy to respond to them. We also include in the information items our transactions in excess of $100,000. This is a normal report that you see at every committee meeting. We have our report on investments, and I pointed out to Chair Boy that we had such a meager return on our investments, I'm almost ashamed to bring them to the board. But again, this is just reflective of the marketplace. Our return is less than 1% in terms of the return on our investments, but that is also pursuant to the constraints that we work under in terms of investment policy according to state statute for public universities. And finally, there's a semi-annual report on capital projects. So if you have any questions on any of those information items, we certainly will be happy to respond.
Any comments, trustees? 0.06%. Dawes always ask me, what does that mean? I say, it's very bad. Okay. All right, if there's anything, other matters? Dr. Williams, no? And the next meeting is going to be September, isn't it? August?
August
30th. Thank you. See you on August 30th, all. Thank you. I'm going to motion to adjourn, please. Motion to adjourn. Yeah, motion to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn? Trustee Marshall made a motion to adjourn, and Trustee Miller seconded it. All in favor? Aye. Thank you. Have a good day.